News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. We see the first elements of the slowdown on Route 54 developing. Everybody else doing okay here and through Northumberland. And detour traffic going satisfactorily with no problems reported. Well, I am so glad to say the quintessential examples of diet, fitness, and health and beauty are in our studios today. Beth Stark.
He's looking for bonus points today.
Oh, you surprise us every visit.
I know, you do.
I'm not looking for bonus points. I am just a fact-based reporter. I describe into the microphone precisely what I see in front of me, and there we go. Elizabeth Stark is here, Lifestyles Initiative Manager at Wise Markets, a registered dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, also a registered dietitian, are back. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much. We have survived the back-to-school phase in families, so a lot of families went through a lot of extra activity to get that going.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're focusing on, now that the schoolers are coming back from school at 3, 4 o'clock or so, September is Family Meals Month, and you're going to reemphasize this idea that the family that eats together stays together. That's
right. Yeah, it's kind of good timing that Family Meals Month falls right when it's back to school time. You're kind of getting into that routine again. And I swear, we could do like an hour episode on Family Meals Month and the benefits and just everything about it. So we'll try to keep it short. But when it comes to family meals, and I would like to point out too that, you know, I'm single, I don't have any kids, mm-hmm. but I consider my family meals with my friends. Mm-hmm. So if you are living alone, we know a lot of people are living alone, they're looking for ideas for meals for one, you know, getting together with your friends also could count as a family meal. So I just like to throw that mm-hmm. out there.
Agreed.
So if you do have kids, there are so many benefits to the kids. So kids that have and engage in family meals, they get better grades in school. They have better social skills in school. It's a great time to just bond with your kids and your siblings. They're less likely to engage in risky behaviors at an earlier age. So we're talking about tobacco and alcohol and drugs. They're less likely to become overweight as adults because you are, you know, maybe eating those healthier foods at home, so you're setting up those habits for a lifetime.
All right, and these are families that describe this meal. So at 5:30, 6 p.m., 6 mm-hmm. p.m. is the hour. Oh. Every kid's got to be there. Everybody's got to gather.
Right, and it doesn't have to be just dinner. Mm-hmm. It's really just important to get the family together. So, I mean, obviously a lot of kids are in after-school activities and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and, like, all that thing. So maybe dinner isn't the time that you can get mm-hmm. together. So maybe it's breakfast or it's brunch on the weekend. So it's just kind of individual based on your family's schedule, but it could be a good idea to actually schedule it. So mm-hmm. like, okay, Tuesday night, this is when we're getting together and we're going to have our meal. So be here and don't make any other plans.
It doesn't necessarily have to be every single night without
right.
fail,
yeah.
6 p.m.
Right,
exactly. It fits in the schedule.
And I love that because it really isn't a one-size-fits-all. It's really just checking in with where your family is currently at. And if you're not sitting together as a family even once a week, then you have an opportunity to improve and start to do that a little bit more regularly. So I think that's a really great point. And additionally, I think it is about planning ahead, which is what will help to lead to success. So whether it's you get it on your calendar, maybe the family sits down on the weekend, it kind of maps out what the schedule looks like for the week ahead. With that, you slot in when you plan to dine together for dinner, for example. And then you can also slot in the different recipes you plan to make. So you kind of cover a couple bases mm-hmm. all at one time. So you're planning ahead for when you're eating together. Then you're also planning your recipe ideas. So they go hand in hand to make those family meals happen. And that's one thing we really cover in depth in the Healthy Bites magazine. That's brand new and shiny in stores
brand
now
new.
And at healthybites.wisemarkets.com.
It smells like fresh ink.
It like has that new car smell.
That fresh ink and paper. Smell
really
in the morning. But we know that a lot of folks struggle with meal planning. So we have a really just a summary of some different strategies to help make that easier for you. And it's just starting where you're at again and starting to add on. So just at a high level, some of the tips we suggest would be planning for success, as I just mentioned, stocking smart. So that really just involves having things available in your pantry, in your fridge, in your freezer that you can easily whip together at the last minute to make some kind of dinner. Some of my favorites would really be whole grain pasta. pasta, sauce, and steamed vegetables, you know, and maybe some kind of protein tossed in there too. Getting a jump start, so if you can wash and prepare fresh vegetables in advance, that definitely saves some time. Cooking once and eating twice, which we were just talking about one of our other recipes in the magazine. Soup recipes are so great for this, or casseroles. So you cook one batch, or maybe you double or triple it, and then you have meals throughout the week. You have meals to freeze and enjoy another time. And then lastly, filling your freezer again with different things that you have leftovers of.
So sort of deliberately having leftovers. Sometimes it's kind of an accident, but...
I always wonder when people say they don't like leftovers. Personally, I make meals in excess to have leftovers because it just saves so much time. And if you like the recipe you're making, why not eat it a couple of times,
right? And one thing I like to mention, too, is because people are like... I mean, I am not the best meal planner. I'm going to put it out there right now. But...
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure. But because I feel like some people might feel overwhelmed at the idea of like sitting down and planning everything out, making the shopping list and going to the store. But, okay, don't look at it that way. Look at it as like, okay, I'm not going to be stressed on Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock when I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you have your plan for the week. So really you're saving time and energy throughout the week if you make that plan. Plus you're probably saving money too because you buy everything you need at once instead of like, oh my gosh, I need shredded cheese. So then you run into the store to get just that one item and it takes time and if all else fails,
you're like, forget it. I'm just going to order the pizza or I'm just going to grab the takeout as I swing by or whatever it is. So I think that plan is just so critical. And I think I'm going to throw this out there that if you're listening and you're like, I really need a little boost, Wise Dietitians, give me some tips. You know, reach out to us at our Facebook page. So that's the Wise Markets Facebook page. Find us under groups, Wise Healthy Bites, Nourish Your Life Facebook group. Send us a message or email us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. We have some really great shopping pads.
We really do. And
that
cookbooks.
You can use to plan kind of your week ahead, the meals, and then your ingredients right alongside there. And I didn't even think about the cookbook.
Yeah.
So send us a little note. Say how, you know, tell us how much you enjoy our tips, and we'll send you some good meal planning resources.
And some coupons, too.
So back to the family meal real quick here before we get kids in the kitchen. We're going to cook. We're going to get kids cooking here. Not meaning that the kids are cooking, but the kids are participating in the cooking.
If you were, Mark.
Right. Yeah, we're cooking kids. Oh, no, I lost my
job. Oh, boy.
Thank you very much. Oh, is any examples of what a good family dialogue sounds like? Hmm. What are we talking about? I mean, do I just, I can't, you know, is it appropriate to ask my parents, how was your day? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's, you know, a really great place to start. You know, and it could really be maybe sharing the most favorite part of the day, sharing something new that they learned in that day, maybe something that they're grateful for.
Least favorite part of the day.
Even that, you know, because that can really just encourage them, maybe some uplifting conversation between the parents and the child. And it is really just about the conversation and that social engagement. I think one thing we didn't even mention is the dinner table should be a device-free zone. So put those phones away. Do not be on the phone. You know,
turn
if you
the
can
TV
devote,
off.
Right. You know, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes to actually sitting and talking. You know, that's really what the recommendation should be.
All right. I like to hook up a little...
Or maybe some music. Maybe you're
bracket.
Listening to some, you know, a 94KX or something, you know, on the app. And
well, at 6 p.m., you'd have the late-day news roundup on WKOK. Okay, so very conducive to relaxed dining. So I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
Well, whatever your music choice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to have the teens that say, you ask your teenager what the worst part of the day, and they'll say the torturous family meal at 6 p.m.
Oh, Mark. Okay, so, kids are, you know, kids get to that age, we're like, how was your day? You're like, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they got to keep everything private. All right, so you are suggesting that, of course, we have the family meal. You're also suggesting that kids get involved in cooking in the kitchen as well so that they're helpful at that
right.
time.
Right, yeah, and maybe this doesn't happen on busy nights where you just really need to get that meal in and get out the door for the next thing. Maybe it's on the weekend, but there's a lot of benefits to getting kids in the kitchen actually doing the cooking, some of the cooking themselves, and it really can start at any age. So in the Healthy Bites magazine, our Kids Bites page are just some ideas for things that kids could do at every age in the kitchen. And so whenever the kids are involved, first of all, they're more likely to try new foods if they help to prepare it. It really gives them a sense of ownership and accomplishment over what they made. And it can also help picky eaters, you know, try those new foods. It promotes the healthy eating. It's time to, again, bond. Younger kids, it might even help them learn to read. If you're like, you know, can you read me the steps to this recipe? And it's also a good time to teach them about washing their hands and, you know, just food safety in general. So there's so many things that, so many benefits to it that's really just simply cooking a meal together. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be something that's, you know, really involved. It can just be the simplest, easiest little thing. Putting a salad together, making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, making a grilled cheese sandwich. You know, family meals do not need to be elaborate. It just needs to be a time where the family's together.
All right. And to this day, I don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. I've always wanted to know. It looks relatively simple. So
it is simple. You just got to keep an eye on it.
I can probably handle it. So, all right. Well, some of this information that we're talking about is in the new Healthy Bites magazine?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of focus on family meals and kids in the kitchen in the magazine, so definitely want to pick one of those up.
All right, you can go to any Wise Markets, wisemarkets.com. You can email the Wise Market Dietitians at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. It's W-I-E-S, obviously. And then please spell dietitians correctly. There's no C in dietitians, so you don't have to worry about that. There is a T. There are a couple extra T's, so that's the correct way to
You're
spell
right.
it.
We love dietitian. That you remember that.
Well, I haven't forgotten anything you've ever taught
oh,
me.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't heed all the
information.
We're going
to quiz you then.
Okay. Well, that'll be one quiz I will pass. All right, we do have the registered dietitians from Wise Markets here, Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, and Catherine Long are back. We'll be back at 7:40 this morning. We're going to talk about a brand new podcast. The Dietitians of Wise Markets are putting some of their information on a podcast that you can download and listen to, and we'll talk about how 10,000 steps a day. We started talking about that about 3 years mm-hmm. ago, and believe it or don't, as was suggested by our dietitians then, is significantly healthy, a wise practice for people to try to do that daily. We'll continue our conversation at 7:40.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Satter is with us. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He says that everything's going satisfactorily. We have slowdowns where you expect them, going in and out of Danville on Route 54 westbound and Route 11 northbound. There's a couple of gum-ups on Water Street and Orange Street in Northumberland, but everybody else doing okay today. The Quintessential Professionals are back. Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets. She's a registered dietitian. Or if you're in any other town around here, Wise Markets.
Just don't call it We Is.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not right.
Wise, yes.
Absolutely. Wise. Super wise. And Catherine Long is here, Healthy Living Coordinator and registered dietitian. They are polished, professional, and purposeful when they come on to our show today.
Wow. And so really nice.
We very much
nice
appreciate
alliteration there.
Thank you. The three
I
P's.
Love alliteration. Yes. I'm going to be honest.
They definitely, in lay terms, they bring it all to the table, and
yeah.
we very much appreciate that. So thanks for coming in. Okay, so the Polished and Purposeful podcast is out. What can we say about a podcast, please?
Well, I mean, almost out.
Almost out. So this is kind of like the sneak peek. It will officially launch next Tuesday, September 10th. You can access it via Google Play and Apple Podcasts. And we are just so excited to be working with you all here at Sunbury Broadcasting to bring this all together. So we'll be recording and then publishing a new podcast every other Tuesday. So you can access it. You know, you can subscribe or you can check in every other Tuesday for a brand new edition. And really, we're just all about having a little bit of fun. We want to shed some light on some relevant and timely nutrition topics like we do here. We enjoy so much being on this radio show once a month. And we just felt like this is a great way to reach
no
more
secret.
People.
It is no secret. We love talking.
We do. Love to talk. Okay. And Catherine and I mean, we work together a long time, so we definitely have a lot of conversation and a lot to share and discuss. And so we recorded the first one, and we've gotten to hear it. That is available now if you want to kind of get a jump start, I guess. And we're just so thrilled.
Yeah,
this is our next way to communicate.
Right. All of the episodes are going to be 20 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to them while you're getting ready or, you know, on the commute to work, something like that. I love listening to podcasts in the car. It just really helps the drive go so much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be short like tidbits of information. So, yeah, we are really excited about it.
So, succinct information on the podcast. Again, go to Google Play or Apple Podcasts, and you'll have the links to that posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we will, yeah.
Yep, and you just, when you visit either one of those websites or apps, you just search for Wise Markets, and the Wise Healthy Bites podcast will populate, so it's right there. And our very first episode, I mean, again, we had so much fun recording it. It's called Life is Better When You're Thriving. So we dive into a philosophy that we have shared with our customers. Last year specifically, we really put a focus on it, but it's just how to bring all those different core aspects of health and well-being together to feel your best and live your best and to overall thrive.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely check that out. And we'll be sharing more again on our social channels.
You'll
you guys will be sharing
it.
That as well. And you know, if you check it out and you are interested in listening and sharing a topic idea, definitely get in touch with us.
One of our listeners says, when are you going to do another helpful cooking video? We've seen those on Facebook.
Right. So, yeah, we actually have Facebook Live. It's coming up next Thursday, September 12th. We'll be working with our friends from the PA Beef Council to demonstrate the delicious recipe that's in our Healthy Bites magazine for sheet pan steak frites, which is just like a sheet pan steak and potatoes kind of dish. So hopefully most folks around here will love that. And it's got that one dish
aspect.
Fancy,
I know.
And so, yeah, we'll be giving away some gift cards. So thanks for that reminder, listener. So, yeah, September 12th, that's a Thursday at 3 o'clock. So you'll find that information on our Wise Markets Facebook page as well. So that'll be the next one.
All right. Another listener, if you don't mind
Sure.
Another listener says, I bought a new Traeger from QVC. There's a lot of information there. It's a type of grill, a smoke grill.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
Grill that uses wood chips to make the smoke, not natural gas or propane or charcoal.
Right.
Uses wood chips. So a month from now, come back with that answer then, how to use the wood chip Traeger to
that
do
sounds
some
amazing.
Cooking,
so. And can you invite us over for dinner?
Yeah.
Because that sounds really delicious.
I have had beef on one of those, like a prime rib type situation. And it's you cook it for hours and hours and hours.
Oh,
It's just unbelievable.
So that's probably not a quick fix, like family dinner idea.
Something to do on the weekend.
Oh, no. It's a weekend project.
At a tailgate, potentially, or when you're just kind of
hanging out. Really good.
Yeah. With that, the smoky flavor.
So look for that answer. Well, thank you for that question. Very much appreciated.
Very cool.
We'll answer that in the weeks ahead. And in the meantime, so the podcast is going to be up on Google Play and Apple Podcasts shortly. On our first segment this morning, we talked about the Healthy Bites magazine calls it Together is Better. The family that eats together stays together. And this is just a real quick recap that you want families that kind of glue themselves together at some point during the week for a family gift together.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to family meals. And if you aren't eating any family meals together right now, try for one a week. Or if you're, you know, try wherever you are. The goal for Family Meals Month is to enjoy one more meal together as a family per week. And the benefits are huge, you know. For kids who eat more family meals, they tend to have healthier eating habits that last, you know, into their lifetime. They have better grades at school. They have better social skills. They have more self-confidence, you know, in general in life. And then the benefits even are greater if the kids actually get involved in preparing the meals. So that might expand their food preferences if they're trying new foods. It gives them a sense of accomplishment over what they have done. Even younger kids, it can help them to learn how to read if they're reading the recipes, or even measuring can kind of help learn numbers. So there's a ton of benefits to getting the kids in the kitchen.
All right. And then you, in the magazine, you talk about having younger children design the placemats or the menu for on the table, rotate the responsibility for introducing interesting topics for everybody to talk about in the dinner, and take turns clearing the table and cleaning up after the meal. So those are just plain good family dynamics in general. So.
Right.
All right, so that's a recap of that. We have a longer version of that in our earlier section. If you're listening to this on the WKOK podcast page, you probably already heard that little bit. The CDC out with some numbers. Mm-hmm. They're just, gluing together, solidifying this idea that 10,000 steps is the way to go.
Sort of, yes. So what they did is, so really a lot of medical experts out there, you know, they say, maybe make it a goal to reach 10,000 steps a day. So that is about 5 miles. But what the CDC found, so they gave middle-aged people a pedometer to record their activity, and they found that 10,000 step recommendation was too difficult to achieve. So then they, so their Brigham and Women's Hospital tracked 17,000 women, average age of 72, and they found out that their death rate declined by 40% when they walked just 4,400 steps a day. I mean, there was an increased benefit the more steps you walked, up to about 7,500 steps a day. So really what the kind of, I think the takeaway is, you know, we don't have to always be meeting that 10,000 step goal. So basically, you know, do the best you can, be active when you can, and just know that, you know, because some people might be like, well, I can't get to 10,000 steps, so I'm just going to give up. But know that those smaller increments or just doing what you can is going to create a huge benefit as well.
All right, and just carving out a little bit of time, 4,000 steps, a lot of people in their inactive, you know, like in an active work life in an office situation,
right,
probably you might get fairly close to that just on your own.
Right.
But otherwise, just, you know, walk out to some place you normally drive to, like a store that's only a
right,
couple of
exactly,
blocks away.
Right, exactly, or park the car further away. I know those things sound silly, but the steps really do add up. And it can be different, you know, for retired people if they aren't getting out and working during the day in their home all day. It can be hard to get a lot of those steps in. So even going out for a 10-minute walk, it's all going to add up.
Yeah, we see a lot of people here go out for walks during the day here on this campus, you know, the walk.
Actually, when we came to record the podcast, somebody was the producer? I don't know
Rob
who it was.
Center, our fabulous producer. He loves to walk.
No, I saw two ladies this morning walking. Maybe they were just nearby neighbors. But
Find a friend to go walk with. That's a good idea. Because then you can chit-chat and then all of a sudden, all this time's gone by.
Yeah, a lot of folks at Wise Markets do walk over lunch and they've really kind of, like, it seems like they've coordinated quite a group of folks that do it on the regular basis, and it kind of clears your head, helps to re-energize you for the afternoon and get some steps in.
We see it all the time on 2nd Street in Sunbury, the well-dressed women wearing running
sneakers,
shoes.
Right? That's right. They're from Wise,
going down the street, and we saw one or two of them up on the river walk that's there, so they kind of scooted around there across Front Street carefully and got up to the river walk that is in Sunbury. Okay, well, those are the important topics that we had to get to today. We did cover all of them. Give us the clearinghouse for where to get all this information.
Gotcha. Definitely pick up this new, brand new Healthy Bites magazine in stores and on our website at wisemarkets.com. Of course, you could go directly to the Healthy Bites magazine at healthybites.wisemarkets.com for this brand new edition and then all of our past editions. And, you know, definitely check out that Wise Healthy Bites podcast that launches Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Search Wise Markets. And again, we'll be posting all of this on our website and as well as on our Facebook page as well. So definitely look for that information there. And hopefully you'll tune into our very first podcast.
Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator at Wise Markets and a Registered Dietitian. Look at wisemarkets.com for upcoming events and activities. You can meet the dietitians in some of the stores around here. So that is always a distinct possibility. And I highly recommend. If you have the means, you'll do what I've done over the years. You learn quite a bit of good information and you meet some wonderful people. So thank you both so much for coming in.
Yep,
thank you.
Mark.